9 to midnight. WMWM 91.7, Sunday Night Chill. For more information on our jazz programs, check out WMWMJazz.com.
This is 91.7 WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. And if I put the right slider up, if I did this all right, we have an artist named Bob Malone on the phone. Hello, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Great. We were mentioning a couple of times that you're coming to the area. You're going to be here on, I think it's a Saturday, September 18th at 7 p.m. at Johnny D's.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like sort of an early show type of situation. I was on their website.
The early show.
Yeah, 7 p.m. It's you, Bob Malone, and then there's some sort of Grateful Dead related thing at 10 o'clock. Right. I think I might make this one myself. It sounds interesting.
Just come see me, and then maybe I'll sit in with the dead.
Or whoever's playing, yeah.
Or whoever it is, yeah, that sounds like remarkably like the dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, the club is at 17 Holland Street, which is Davis Square in Somerville, and I've been there a number of times. I haven't been there for quite a while, though, but it'll be interesting to get back there. Now, we mentioned your name is Bob Malone, and we don't have the CD just yet that you sent us, but I got a couple tunes off your website, and we've already played one. Tell us about your new CD. What's it called, and who's on it?
It's called Ain't What You Know, and we got a lot of cool people on it. Lee Sklar is playing bass on it from James Taylor and Jackson Brown, and he's just out with Lyle Lovett, and... he played on it, and Marty Rifkin played on it, who's a guy I've been working with for a really long time, guitar player who plays with Bruce Springsteen and plays with Tom Petty and a bunch of other people. Lots of great... Lee Thornburg played trumpet on it, and he's played with just millions of people. I just did a show with Dr. John, they were like, you know, Lee's played with him a million times, you know.
Oh, that's great.
And, so that was awesome.
So is the piano your only instrument, or do you play anything else?
No, I'm pretty much a piano player, you know, accordion. Play a little accordion on some kind of Louisiana-style stuff that I do, and that's a bit about it. Anything with a keyboard. I tried playing guitar, and I was just... Not good.
Yeah. Well, the three songs that I got off your website, the one we played earlier was called Why Not Me.
Right.
And the other two songs I got were Ain't What You Know and Butterfly. And we're going to play those a little later on. And I got to admit, they sound excellently produced and they're very catchy. And did you write all three of those?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote all three of those.
Well, that's excellent. So how many albums in total do you have?
That's the sixth one.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the seventh one.
Oh, seventh, okay. When did you start putting albums out?
First one we did in 95, came out in 96. So about one every 2 years I've done since then.
Right. And have you been, I know you've probably toured with other people and gone coast to coast and things like that. Have you ever been part of any things like, have you gotten airplay like on the Dan Aykroyd thing, the House of Blues Radio Hour? Have you ever been played on that or?
Yeah, I think I have been played on
you
that.
You have? Oh, great. Yeah. What about around the world? Have you been getting airplay around the world with these?
Yeah, yeah. I tour Europe every year and Australia, and I get quite a bit of play all over those regions. And, you know, I tour America. I'm on the XM satellite.
Oh, yeah.
Serious Satellite Bluesville show. They play.
I got XM myself. I know the one you mean. I think it's Channel 74, B.B. King's Bluesville.
Yeah, B.B. King's Bluesville.
Oh, that's great that you're getting airplay on that.
And I've been on there live a couple of times and guest DJ. They've been good to me.
Oh, that sounds good. So have you played the Boston area before? You must have.
Oh, yeah, tons of times.
Really?
Yeah.
As a solo artist or with a band or anything?
I mean, I've played solo. I've used a band, you know, both. The band this time.
Right.
And, I have a long history in New England. I went to school in Boston, went to college in Boston.
Which college?
At Berklee.
Oh, Berklee School of Music, of course, right in downtown, yeah.
And I was there, and then I come every year to play Boston.
Yeah. I was actually kind of looking you up on Wikipedia, and there was a little thing on there saying that I think you had an epiphany when you heard Billy Joel's Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. You heard one day and you thought, you know, I'd like to do that myself, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, great. So, I mean, that's the thing. You sort of like the whole sound of the piano. I mean, I took about 5 years of lessons, but I don't do too much. But the thing is that you've had a whole career with the piano and stuff like that, and you sounded great on the track we played.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
What were some of the pianists that you've taken inspiration from and followed, kind of followed their style?
Well, Billy and Elton John and all these rock guys. And then what really set me on the path of what I'm doing now is... I heard the New Orleans players like Dr. John, Dr. Longhair, and all those guys, and that really that was my second huge epiphany. And Ray Charles is also a huge.
Yeah, have you ever heard of? There's a guy from this area named David Maxwell. Have you heard of him?
I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's played around quite a bit, and he's been part of concert tours and all that kind of stuff, and played around here and played around the country and all that kind of stuff like that. So would you say there's a bit of a New Orleans or maybe even a Memphis influence to your music?
Yeah, definitely. And I lived in New Orleans for a while, so...
I took my first trip there last month.
Oh, yeah?
It was kind of a hot time of year to go, but that's when my vacation was. And it was pretty good. I saw Spencer Bowen over at the Chickiwawa, and I went through Bourbon Street and all that kind of stuff. But it was just great to go there, and maybe I'll have to go back when it's a little cooler or something.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's a great city. You said you lived there for a while?
I lived there for a while, yeah.
Oh, excellent. That's great. And must have played, like, some of the different famous clubs.
Played some of the places, yeah.
Tipitina's or maybe?
I still
do.
I go every year to play.
Oh, good.
At Tipitina's, I played down there a few times, and House of Blues, and where do we just play uptown? I'm blanking on it.
No, it's
right
okay. We have a festival.
Haven't had enough coffee yet.
Oh, it's okay. Are you out on the West Coast right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 11 o'clock your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I was going to say, we've actually got a festival later today in Gloucester, a couple towns away from here. And the finale is going to be this guy, Henry Smith, originally from New Orleans, and Charles Neville, one of the Neville brothers.
Oh,
that sounds like a lot of fun. And then Roomful of Blues is on before them, if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I've played with them.
Oh, they're great. So we're looking forward to that. I've already got my ticket, and I'm going up to that festival.
Awesome.
It's about 10 or 12 miles away from here. So I'm looking forward to that. So that's great.
I did a tour with the Neville brothers.
You toured with the Neville brothers.
Yeah.
Great.
As their opening act, it was a lot of fun. I played a lot of shows with those guys.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
So I was going to say that, can you say that your music isn't just blues or jazz, it's pop? How many different types of genres are you into?
I'm not even like, I have this thing where I don't really like to acknowledge genres, and I just...
Right.
And, I mean, everything I do is kind of bluesy, and, like, that's obviously a huge part of it, but I always sought to make this kind of genreless music that touched on, everything that was great about American music and just
it's the whole Americana.
Combined it all into a sound,
Yeah, well, there's people like Ray Charles that were the same way. He was blues, gospel, like, jazz, soul, you name it.
Yeah, right, and then you just put that bluesy little stink on it and, So, definitely more than a blues thing. The blues thing is what I kind of start with.
Right.
I always begin with that and make sure that everything's grounded in that. And then I just go off in different directions while, being grounded in that.
Oh, great. I'm on your website right now over here on the other computer.
Oh, cool.
It says bobmalone.com. Is your current CD and any other previous CDs available on this? Or?
Yeah, they're all available there and at Amazon, and they're in stores. They're
something like a Borders type of place. Would you think it might be there? Or?
Yeah. Or what's the store you have there in Boston? Newbury Comics.
Newbury Comics, yeah, of course.
They would have it. Place like that would have it.
That's great. What about like Amazon.com or something, maybe?
Amazon.com. Yeah, you can go to Amazon.com and find me there.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you can even just order the MP3 album and just download the file and get it that way.
Yeah, you can go to iTunes, too.
iTunes, yeah. I don't do iTunes myself yet, but... Well, that's great.
Or you can get them at my site. If you get them at my site, I make the highest profit margin. So,
yeah. Well, I noticed you put some songs on there as samplers, and you even had a moment from The Price is Right.
Oh, yes,
You played piano when they were like, I guess someone had a chance to win.
Right. They called me up. Actually, a friend of mine who plays guitar did that show, did the same thing. And she says, oh, you got to do this. It's really weird. You just got to go. You got to go do it. So she called her. She called the
I'm not sure. I'm going to see if I can get this up here, if I can hit the right button. Let me just for a second. Is this, it says internet.
There it is.
Okay.
This 5'3" white baby grand piano will fill your home with beautiful warm music. Its size makes it a comfort for any room. And to get you started, we've included 10 one-hour private piano lessons.
Yeah, Bob Malone on the keys. How about that? Bob Malone.
Yeah, there's Drew Carey. So, you were on The Price is Right. That was great.
I know. It was really funny.
I'm sure a lot of people went to their computers and go, oh, Bob Malone, I got to get this guy's CD.
Yeah, I got a lot of mail from that.
You did? Really? Wow,
yeah,
that's great.
Totally. And I got a lot of just, like, people I went to high school with and stuff. Like,
well, you know, everyone's got Facebook.
That's after all the work I'd done on, you know, in playing music all my life, that one thing validated me, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, you're famous. Oh, my God.
Well, that's great. So when you come to Johnny D's on the 18th, is it you solo or do you have a band?
No, me with a band.
You with a band. Okay.
I'll have a band,
Well, that's good.
It'll
so I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully you'll also come back to the area and play some other places or festivals or things like that as well.
Yeah.
How often do you come to New England every year?
All about once a year.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a chance then for people to do that.
Last summer I played at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
I've heard of that,
Yeah. That's like right on the Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut border.
Yeah.
Like, you're in a spot where you're like 2 minutes from the border of all three states.
Exactly,
Well, you're in New York, actually, when you're doing it, but then you're right. It's like just right. It's at the Berkshires, basically. You know?
Right. Well, I've been kind of thinking about the different piano artists. I've already pulled some people. I was going to play some Ray Charles and Marcia Ball and things like that. And that's great when we have all these great piano artists. And I already mentioned Dave Maxwell and things like that. Well, this CD, from what I've heard of it, like I say, I mean, it sounds pretty interesting. And it does bridge the different genres. I do have a couple more tunes I can play from it. Maybe right after we finish, I'll get to, I think, the title track. In fact, that one sounded... probably the closest to the blues, you think?
That's a real bluesy, blowout kind of boogie tune, you know.
Oh, that's great. So it's called
Ain't What You Know.
Yep. And what are some of your other favorite songs on the album?
Oh, well,
what would be your personal picks?
Oh God, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
I like them all.
I played that, and then I heard the title track, and I think I said, I like that even better than Why Not Me.
Oh, that's good.
I happen to like, and then the other tune I picked was called Butterfly.
Right,
so we're awaiting the actual CD, but I got those kind of off your website, and that way I'm able to...
Yeah, somewhere there, if they arrived, there's a big envelope.
Yeah, it should be coming, it's probably going to come this week,
Yeah, I sent it a while ago.
Well, sometimes sometimes it takes a while to get to me, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
I
also sent a look out also for another one that has the vinyl in it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this is also on vinyl.
This new one. Yeah, the new one we did on vinyl.
Oh, that's good. Because vinyl is getting a resurgence. There's a lot of people
that are
buying turntables. And I've even been to some record stores where they still have a lot of the classic vinyl plus new ones.
Yeah,
and they'll sell you turntables if you don't have one. So a lot of people kind of like the richness of vinyl and all that kind of stuff.
It sounds great. I never got rid of my records. I've always had them.
Yeah, I've pretty much got rid of ours. And the station here, we get rid of a lot of our vinyl. And tell you the truth, I've got a turntable and there's no needle on it. No stylus. So.
Oh,
but I can play CDs though. So
right.
That's the cool part. So we want to mention once again, you are appearing on Saturday, September 18th at 7 p.m. And the second thing starts at 10, so it's probably about 7 till 9:30 ish or so. And you're appearing at Johnny D's Davis Square Somerville, which is on the Red Line for those who like taking public transit. Or there is parking nearby, so one way or another, I'm sure people can get there.
Johnny D's,
and
the first 20 people in the door get a free copy of my DVD single.
There's a DVD single actually.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you, do you have any stuff on YouTube or something people could check out?
Oh, tons of stuff on YouTube.
You do, really?
I put my name in, and there's a bunch of stuff.
Oh, that's great. Well, so we'll have to check that out. And what I'm going to do actually is, this won't be till much later today because I've got the festival to go to, but this interview, I'm going to put a podcast of it on We have a Facebook group for the Juke Joint for this show.
Okay.
And also, I think that'll be linked to WMWMblues.com. So people who either want to hear the interview again or missed it the first time can check it out. So I would suggest that people would, and then I'll also either send you an email link or somehow I'll get you a copy of it somehow. Maybe
yeah,
I'll even give it to you in person.
Yeah. I'll send my email, my mailing list to it and all my Facebook people.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, once again, we want to remind people, let me think, this would be a week from Saturday then, 7 p.m. at Johnny D's, and that's probably your only chance, because you say you only come up usually once a year, you say,
yeah,
right?
This will be it for at least a year.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do, after I hang up with you, I'm actually going to hit the buttons here. We're going to hit number one and number three. This is, like I said, I kind of burned the CD just so I could have something to play. We're going to be playing Ain't What You Know, the title track, and then Butterfly, and that'll take us out. So we want to thank you, Bob Malone, for calling in.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem. I was kind of sweating out. I said, oh, geez, what if he thought I meant noon to three your time?
No. I set my alarm, and I was like, I got to be up.
So you must have been playing last night or
something. I got to be up by at least 10 just so I'm, you know, awake for an hour before I try to be on the radio and say something coherent.
Well, you know, I know the feeling because my real job is at the post office, and I usually don't get to bed till 4 o'clock during the week. So usually I don't get up, except on the weekends. Obviously, I get earlier sleep on Saturday night, especially when I'm on the air. So I know the feeling about how tough it is for some people at 10 o'clock in the morning to be coherent or something, or 11 in the morning.
I know, most people, but yeah, I'm a night owl. I mean, I stay up till 4 or 5.
Really? What part of California? You're in California, right?
Yeah.
What part of the state?
L.A.,
okay, yeah. I visited L.A. a couple of years ago. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we got some half-decent weather up here. It's actually pretty cool. It's like 75 degrees, and the hurricane didn't hit us, so we made out just okay.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, Earl didn't really make it.
I grew up in New Jersey, and I remember there was just one time when I was a kid that a hurricane actually got that far north.
Oh, yeah, exactly,
and,
right.
Came through that Manish. It was scary.
Well, I tell you, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, they're all great places. I've been there, and I know the feeling, and it's excellent that, you know, now you're based in California and you can, you know, go across the country and across the world and mention your new, you know, promote your new album. Once again, it's called Ain't What You Know. And we want to thank you, Bob Malone, for talking to us.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having
And again, it's the 18th at Johnny D's. And when you hear me finish, I'll hang up and we'll be all set. So thanks very much to Bob Malone. And let's go to, this one is going to be Ain't What You Know. Thanks again to Bob Malone. There you go. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
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 Information is power everywhere you go. Special the kind you ain't supposed to know. A skeleton or two in the closet is fine. As long as it's yours and not mine, mine, mine. It ain't what you know. It ain't who you know. It is what you know about who you know. If you want to rule the world, then that's the way it goes. I got secrets I ain't showing my hand. Try and find out about me if you another, that's how the world turns. Flame though is all.